Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go back to the phones, and we'll talk to our buddy Chris Ronji at 101 ESPN Radio in St. Louis, covering the Cardinals. Chris, how you been?
Doing okay. What's happening, Bill?
We're doing good. We are kind of dissecting this Milwaukee Brewers team. For as good as they've been offensively, their pitching has not necessarily been good, and giving up a lot of long balls and using a lot of youth to try to get them experience and get them seasoned quickly so they can hang on. But how do you see the division so far?
Well, I think if the Brewers get to play the Cardinals like for another 80 games, they're going to win a bunch. So... And especially if you can get Yelich to hit maybe six or seven times a game, you're going to have a lot of success, I think. I still think the division overall is going to be really difficult. I think the Cubs are going to figure things out here moving forward. I think the Cardinals are pretty good. I think all three of those teams we talk about are pretty good. But just based on being in the playoffs last year and the success they had, I think the Brewers are probably a step above everybody else. And so with this Cardinals team, I think they did some good work during the offseason to improve. Obviously, getting Goldschmidt is a huge deal because he's one of the best hitters in baseball. But I still have some concerns about them. I have concerns about their pitching staff. I have concerns about their rotation. I think the bullpen is going to be okay, but the offense might be hit or miss. At least that's the impression I get from them, especially early on. And they were concerns I had during the regular or during the off season, and nothing really has changed there, at least not for me yet.
I look at what the Cardinals are like you'd mentioned. They picked up some guys in the offseason, Goldschmidt being that guy. Then they give him the long-term deal. Offensively, I think they're pretty solidified, don't you think?
I think, well, here's what I think they're going to be. I think they're going to be good, okay? I just don't know to what degree they're going to be good. I don't think they're going to be a world-beating offense. I think they're going to have nights where they score a lot of runs. They might have some nights, especially if the power is not there on a given night. I think they might have some trouble scoring runs. But it really depends on these are going to be the big things. Obviously, you know Goldschmidt. You know what he's going to do. It's what Marcelo Ozuna continues to do. And he's looked pretty good at the plate. He's looked a whole lot better in this early part of the season than he did last year, even though if you looked at the numbers for him, by the end of the year, there was a lot of production there. The problem was that he spent several months at the beginning of the season, and he just wasn't right. And I think a lot of it has to do with his shoulder. Then he had an injection during the season, and after that happened, he seemed to settle down a little bit, and he looked more right offensively. But that was toward the end of the year, and I think he's been okay now. But they acquired him 2 years ago, right before the Brewers acquired Yelich, obviously, because they expected him to be a huge offensive contributor, and he really wasn't one. So if he does what he's doing now, Goldschmidt's going to do what he does. Matt Carpenter, if he goes back to, you know, to what he was last year, then, yeah, I think they're going to be a pretty good offense. They're not going to be prolific, but I think they're going to be good.
St. Louis, much like the Brewers, top five in home runs offensively so far this season. Brewers sitting at number four, St. Louis sitting at number five. And this is a team, obviously, in this division, you're going to hit a lot of home runs, specifically when you play at Wrigley and the wind is blowing out, or down at Great American Ballpark, or even in Miller Park, for that matter. But there's no doubt these teams both have offensive firepower to get the job done.
Yeah, I think they do. And then, obviously, you're seeing that in the series they've been playing so far, and I mentioned the one guy earlier in Yelich. He's awesome. He's an MVP, you know, and so because of, I think by virtue of him being in the division, Goldschmidt being in the division, I would expect a rebound season from Chris Bryant. I think when you've got Joey Votto in the division too, I mean, you've got some of the best hitters in the National League, all in the Central Division. which is, you know, from an outside perspective, if you just like baseball, that's a really cool thing. So I would expect those three teams, and the Cubs are hitting right now. They're hitting a lot. So you've got three teams right now that are providing a lot of offense, but you're right about the pitching. And we even questioned, you know, ourselves talking about the offseason and where the Cardinals stacked up against Milwaukee and Chicago. You know, we talked a lot about the Brewers and their pitching, thinking they would have done a little bit more to address those issues. I'm a little surprised they, you know, they did not during the offseason. But it's just, this just kind of seems to be the offseason, unless you're a Phillies fan, I guess, or the Padres. This just seems to be one of those off seasons, like, and a lot like last year too, where people are questioning why their team didn't do more. You know, and Cubs fans are saying that about their team. We're saying it about ours here in St. Louis. So this is it's going to be a fun division. I'm pretty sure of that, but it's going to be also really frustrating for a lot of people throughout the year.
I looked at this, the pitching staff side of things, and Cardinals not giving up a ton of long balls. They're right in the middle or below or lower half of the pack when it comes to Major League Baseball. So what has been the pitching staff's bugaboo thus far?
I think one of the biggest issues so far is the starting rotation just hasn't been able to work deep enough. And one of the big problems is not having Carlos Martinez. And there are a lot of folks here that criticize him for a number of different reasons. And some of it is warranted, but I think a lot of it is not. Sometimes I believe he gets underappreciated here for how good he actually is. What I do understand, though, is that he's really good. And when you see a player who's really good, and I know in your career over the years watching sports, you've seen it a lot too, where there's a guy who's just got all the ability in the world, and they're good. But you know that somewhere in there, they could really be truly great if they wanted to. That's what people see with Martinez, is that that dude could be legitimately great. But he's, you know, he hasn't found that. And whether it's not applying himself or, you know, whatever the problem is, he just hasn't done it. But he's still really good. And that rotation is a whole lot better if he's in it. So he's had the injury. He just started throwing recently. And there's been debate about whether or not he needs to go back in the bullpen, which I think is absurd. I mean, obviously, that guy goes back in the rotation. And when he does, if he's healthy, he's a 190 to 200 inning kind of pitcher. Obviously, he's not going to give them this year because he's been missing time already, but he needs to eat up innings for them. Jack Flaherty, who is really good, he's a very young, he does truly, I think, have Cy Young potential in him. He needs to learn to work deeper and be more efficient. You're going to look at the ERA and see that it's under 3 and go, oh man, he's been pretty good this year, but he gets in deep pitch counts, and he's going to find himself out of the ball game by the fifth inning, and that's a problem. So he needs to learn to work a little bit deeper. And when he does that, then you're going to take some of the pressure off the bullpen. But I think, you know, and you know this too from your years watching baseball, when there's a starting rotation that is not working deep enough, you're extending the bullpen. And I think you know that well in Milwaukee.
Yep.
You make them throw a whole lot more innings than you really want them to throw, and that just throws everything out of whack. One thing affects the next. And so I think the Cardinals' biggest problem right now is not getting the innings from the rotation.
Talking with Chris Ronji of 101 ESPN Radio in St. Louis, you look at the Cubs, you'd mentioned them. I know you covered them for a while. I can still kind of, you know, look over the fence and watch the Cubs as well. It seems like Lester goes down. They've had a lot of starting pitching problems. That seems to be the area that we're talking about with all of these teams right now. With the contracts the Cubs have, if this Darvish doesn't turn it around, if Lester's down for a long period of time and they just can't kind of put it all back together, I don't see the Cubs. I mean, they're going to power through this, but I don't see the Cubs being as relevant as a lot of people think they're going to be. Do you?
Probably. Well, yeah, probably not as relevant, but I guess if we're probably grading them on a curve because we're expecting a 100-win type team because that's the roster they've had, you know, over the last few years as a team that can win that much. And so, I mean, we played that game a little bit with them last year, but, and yes, it is a year later. So you have players who are a year older and maybe injury prone, and that only gets worse as those players get older. But they did this sort of thing early on where they just weren't, and this was in 2018, where they just weren't, they didn't look right. And then in the end of the year, they win 95 games. So I think you're right. They're going to power through this. I think it's a good way to put it. They're going to power through just based on what their roster is. But if Lester's not available for them, that's going to be a problem. Jose Quintana needs to go back to being the guy he was with the White Sox, because then, and I don't think people ever appreciated how good Jose Quintana was, because he was on a team like the White Sox that nobody thought much of. And he wasn't getting, and he happened to be on the same team with Chris Sale, who was getting all the attention. But Jose Quintana was easily a top 10 American League starter for about 4 or 5 years, easily. But nobody knew his name because he was being, you know, he was overshadowed by Sale and he was on a crappy team. So you put those two things together, nobody knows who you are. But Quintana was really good. And if he goes back to something like that, and if Yu Darvish can stay healthy and Kyle Hendricks can do the same, I think they're going to be okay, but they're not going to be a, you know, a Washington Nationals kind of rotation. They're not going to be that. Their offense is going to have to carry them. But I do think that's a team that could still win 90-plus games.
Chris, great stuff. Look forward to talking to you more down the road. Thanks so much, okay? Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Is Yelich sitting tonight?
No, I don't. Maybe on in his car on the way down to the ballpark, but that's about it.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later, buddy. There you go. Chris Ranji, 101 ESPN Radio in St. Louis, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.